Om Shanti. Sister Guri is a practitioner of Raj Yoga meditation since 27 years. And she has dedicated her life in Madhavan, Mount Abu in India. She is experimenting with mental silence in the link with the Supreme Soul and the benevolent effect of this on humanity and matter. So, let us welcome Sister Guri and let us hear few words from her. Om Shanti, Sister Guri.
Om Shanti ji.
Sister Guri, in today's society, the most common spreaded disease is tension. So, how can one remain tension-free, free from inner contradictions and self-damaging irritations?
Most of the tensions nowadays derive from an inner feeling of not knowing who am I. This moves human souls into dependence on other souls and on material comforts, and falsifies their inner reality and behavior. And this has the effect of deep tension, misunderstandings with others, and friction.
You can relax, you can do so that I can edit.
The very first aspect that can remove the beginning of all this is the human soul as it really is individually. There is no one like myself. God has created each individual in a very specific divine way. If we start experiencing that I'm not a body, but a tiny little spark of hypernatural light, and that I am connected with my Supreme Parent, the Supreme Soul, in the soul-to-soul link of light, self-realization starts in a way that shows me, yes, this is me. This is really me. And only the Supreme can show me this. This experience secures the self, in a new relationship with God. That does not expose me to external dangers. In spite of them being there. In spite of dangers being there. One simply has the feeling nothing can happen to me, as the Almighty Power is combined with me. Complete sovereignty. There might be diverse attitudes around me. Worst aggressions, but nothing can happen to me in this link. Nothing damages my internal personality that shows itself as it really is in this way, in deep solace, observing tolerantly what is going on, discriminating clearly where I belong and where not, and free. The more one remains in this link and adequate internal conditions, the more this pure personality accumulates self-power that leads to a sovereign human being, safe from any problems around, and at the end of that process, all the dangers will have finished, as there is no inner attraction within myself to meet them. All the contradictions will be over, because God has sufficiently explained me and made me experience His deep knowledge. His high intelligence, and made me equal to Him.
What was the third one? What was the, it was tension-free, contradiction-free, and?
Self-damaging irritations.
Yeah, that's already answered. It's over then.
How can I fly through daily life without damaging my link with God, without disturbing the soul's solace and peace and that of others, without harming my body?
Should I repeat the question again?
Very beautiful answer, Sister Kuri. How can I fly through daily life without damaging my link with God, without disturbing the soul's peace and that of others, without harming my body? Can you describe in few words?
Well, the best is to remain silent. And let just the Supreme Being move you through life. He has the best panorama over what is going to happen and might stop you before anything occurs. But we ourselves also have kind of, oh, what's that in English? But we ourselves also have kind of inner breaks that depict dangers in advance. And sometimes we don't know why we move here or there, and at the end we understand that it was right and that my inner perfection has guided me in such a way that I'm safe. Also, the Supreme Being can give me signals so that I would remain at a safe place instead of running into a disaster, either a mental one or even a physical one. I've experienced this several times, where my friend kept courage to move out and she landed in severe rainfall and quite a bit of danger to not survive. And I had the feeling, no, I will not go out, I will stay. And it is, in such cases, really important to be obedient to your inner feeling and not follow the expectations of your friends, of any other social commitments, but really be determined not to run into any danger, but remain safe in the silent link with God. Flying naturally through life in this way is a guarantee when we follow all the suggestions that the Supreme Being is giving to us. If there is a slight bit of disobedience, we endanger ourselves. To follow illusion that might seem like God, and it's not. These are very deep secrets that I understand and experience since long time, and I know what I'm speaking about. So, try to understand and experience that the soul dot originally is linked with God, but it needs guidance through experienced teachers who really can show you this is God and no human soul. Human souls won't be able to show us the path. this time is over. The safe flight of the soul, linked with the Supreme Soul, is the only way to conquer any interferences that try to misguide us and to make us subservient to themselves. And God cares for us to become free. He does not even want us to become obedient to Him in a non-experiential way. He'd always give the full right to experience and then follow. As He does not want us to believe, but to live with Him in a real way.
What was the rest? Was flying through life? Ah, the body.
When we are secured on the basis of the regulations that God gives us for safety, others will experience their own safety through us, without ourselves speaking even. They will feel this one is very composed, her behavior is very divine, and we want to follow her. Or by being in the link ourselves, others automatically experience being protected as God's and my soul light are unlimited and radiate into the entire universe in a moment, no time in between. And this naturally makes matter, first of all, our bodies and those of others, feel fine, as they are nourished through God's and my soul light. As it originally has to be. Matter does not nourish me. I nourish matter with light. And so does God, first of all. In this way, transformation of matter takes place. In such a deep way that it becomes divine and develops the wish to serve its divine ancestors and help them to fly their bodies.
Well, you have described how can I fly through the daily life. But the common man does not know how to experience God's love constantly. So, how can one experience God's soul love constantly?
by loving God alone. It is a deep inner feeling that expresses itself naturally when the soul is alone with God. Only this love allows love for others that is pure, selfless. And recreating the soul love of others with God. It is a very divine, deep experience when the soul starts experiencing and knowing, I only love God. There's no one whom I can love as much as God. And automatically, the Supreme Being shows me, who are the closest human beings around me that really fit to my divinity. Naturally, all other human beings could be included in the love between the Supreme Being and myself. No one would be split away or rejected. But this requires deep inner experimentation and faith in the self and in the Supreme Soul as it really is. Constantly being filled with His love is a sign of inner obedience to the Supreme Energy. If anything is missing in that, there's some internal discrepancies that can be removed, certainly, and God Himself would do this, as He alone is able to transform each and every internal subconscious character trait that has the tendency to disturb my love of God. If one goes deep inside, the most normal human being can experience this, as God loves every human soul. He spreads His light to the entire humanity unconditionally. We only have to learn how to accept that and become fearless and faithful in His non-dualistic truth intention. He's here. That soul is here. The immortal constancy is with us. Take it deeply. It is inexhaustible. So, do not hesitate to take. nature of God's supreme light. That has come to meet us at every moment of daily life.
So ultimately, you have attained the God soul love constantly. And might think you can answer also this question. Especially in today's society, there is a lot of pressure of time, other people, social expectations that put us into internal distress. So how can one remain free from this pressure of time, other people, social expectations that put us into internal distress? Shall I repeat? In today's society, there is a lot of pressure of time, pressure from other people, social expectations that put us into internal distress. So, how can one remain free from pressure of time, from pressure of other people, from social expectations that put us into internal distress? So, we would like to know a few words from you.
Be free with God and unique. This makes any kind of dependence unnecessary. Nothing can shake in this way. Others come to take instead of myself taking. And this frees me from any kind of pressure. Who else than the Supreme Being could have taught me this? It resides in Paramdham. It resides in the soul world, at the highest place there, where time, thoughts, physical space, sound do not exist. And the Supreme Light can give us the same experience as we also reside there originally with it, very close to it. When we have felt this a few times, and enter again into our life, this consciousness influences all circumstances around me and universally. I'm all of a sudden moving very slowly, patiently, with lots of tolerance through the world. Nothing can interrupt my love to that place up there in which there is that closeness and equality with the Spirit. the pressure of time is completely over. I move along in an awareness that is beyond. And I'm free from anyone running around having distressed faces, being exhausted. Nothing happens to me. I'm quiet and in my divine place. And I move along patiently. And the result of that is that I'm never late. I have conquered time.
Okay, Sister Gudi. Slightest doubt is also a doubt. So without having the slightest doubt, how can I love God?
By being simple, as the Supreme Light is. We sometimes think a lot and have philosophical notions in our minds. God is very, very simple and just tells us, have faith in me, be linked with me, and don't think. Let things happen according to my almighty and your equal wish. It takes time for this to run throughout life permanently, specifically in crucial situations where illusion tries to shake us like nothing. But these are tests. Am I really in faith with God? Or do I believe in Maya's trials? One becomes used to that after a while and knows sometimes beforehand something is going to happen, let me be careful. No doubt in the link with the Supreme Being means one has finished all waste within the self. And this simplicity contains such a high divine character that everything, everyone, is considered with love and perfection, with the wish, may all of us be able to remove anything that disturbs our godly characters and our unity that helps the entire universe to remove upheaval and make it paradise-like again.
Well, even though we experience ourselves as who we really are, but sometimes internal feelings of competition that harm our true identity. So, how can we become free, or how can we overcome from these internal feelings of competition?
Competition is nothing but an internal fear that one does not reach the goal. the soul deeply is involved in the love of the Supreme and experiences its true identity. The true, true identity of the real self. One knows automatically that I am liberated. I know myself as I really am, and I know what I have to do. This brings such a tension-free identity into the self.
Hello? Are you sure? Okay. Satish bhai yahan nahi hai. Nahi hai. Ramesh bhai, he is not there here. Okay, thank you. Let's start from the
beginning. This brings such a tension-free identity into the self that whatever happens, you won't be falsified. And you won't feel the slightest bit of a reason to rush or to reach anything that does not belong to you, as you are deeply fulfilled with God's truth and your own inner truth. This inner experience cannot shake. Yet one has to be soul conscious for this, free from any fear, to be just the soul dot. Completely liberated from arrogance. Irritation. Insecurities. This is God's gift for those who want to live at his thread of light and follow him.
Thank you, can the questions are all over.
Thank you very much, Sister Guni. You have shared a lot of things with us, and thank you very much for coming here. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.